We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. We learned that Rav paskins that by Eved you can say Hareish Loch Lefanecha. What's Pshat? Because Eved are not Alei Karka, it's not Nigzela, so there's no Kinyan Nigzela, and therefore there's no Kinyan Shino. You just give it back, even if it got older, even if the Eved got older, and that's how Rav paskin. Rav held that was the Rabbanon. But you see, Rav holds that Eved is like karka. Break the Gemara. Mi Amar Rav Avdu Kamar Koyidom. Mivam Rav Daniel Bar Rav Kinam Rav. Hat Hoikif Avdu Shachaveru. Someone grabs the Eved of his friend, v'asav imelacha, and he did work with that Eved. Potter, you don't have to pay for anything. Give back the Eved the way it is. V'sakadaytuch Avdu Kamar Koyidom. Mi Amai Potter. Why you Potter? You hold the Eved as like karka. Why you Potter? Beshusha Demari Koyi. It's a Beshusha Demari, and therefore you should pay rent. Like a top toys speaks out, we agree the top toys is inside. The im hoya kimakar koyudami, and if ever is like karka, fill nochas labor toys, guys, loners, even if you try to steal it, loinofik mashush de mori, doesn't leave the reshush of the baal boss to have a karka, then exelus, mashalam agri, we have to pay rent. Heche the koyla agra, if it's oimid la rent. Kamoyla svina, come on. Heche nochas of toys, guys, loners. What he's saying is that when I steal something, and I use it, the reason why I don't have to pay for the shvach or anything that I do with it is because when you steal it, you have a kinyon exel, and now it belongs to you. You're a gazlim, it belongs to you now. And therefore, you're not chayef to pay any rent. But here, if you hold evik is like karka, it can't be stolen, so here you have to pay rent. So here, why are you potter if you use the evik of the chavera? And for the Gemara, you're right. If you would have stole the evik, b'shas when he's usually does malacha, or then if after you would pay. But here the case was that either it was a time the Eved didn't do malacha, or right now the Baal doesn't need anything. It's like Zenen of a Zelay Chaser. And therefore you're potter. But here it's like a Zenen of a Zelay Chaser case where the Baal boss was not losing anything because he was not supposed to be working at that time. Kiha, the Shalach Leir of Abba Lamari Barmar, Boyim Neim Rav Huna, they asked Rav Huna Shalach, Dabba Chaser Chaver Shalom Daita. If you go move it to your friend's house, without asking him, do you have to pay rent or not pay rent? And the Gemara earlier in Bava Kamma explains, the case is that a chatzah was like Kaimel Agra, was not able to be rented, and you didn't, and therefore it's Zen Nena of a Zelle Chasa. Do you have to pay or not? And he was shochel and he answered, Ain Sarklaaschar, you don't have to pay rent. So here also, since the Eved was not right now Oimed to be working, therefore you don't have to pay for that Eved. Freit the Gemara was not a dimyan, Hachi Hashta. Bishlamahasam, there by the house, the guy does not care if you come there. Why? Because he has a benefit from you being there. One says the reason is because a person does not want his house to be empty for a very long time because it falls apart. When someone's living there, he sees what the problems are and he fixes it up. Or that if you have an empty house, a deserted house, it gets full of these mazikim, these shadim, and therefore you want someone to live there. So there we understand that since it's not aimed to be rented, and the guy doesn't really care if you're there, therefore you don't have to pay. But by Eved, you think someone wants you to use his Eved? I know it's not working time now, but I don't want my Eved to get stretched out and worn out and get sick. Amri, everything. No, a guy doesn't want his Eved to turn into a couch potato and to do nothing, because he'll learn to be a batlin, and therefore he's happy if you work with him also. So the bottom line is, in the Gemara, we had a kasha, you steal an Eved, Rav says, you don't pay for it. And the question was, why don't you pay for his work? It still belongs to the owner. Teretz says, it was a case where the owner did not need any work right now. It was not a time of work now. We find that he still could be makbar on that. Teretz says, no, here he wants you to work with the Eved. The Eved should not become too big of a batlan. The Gemara brings a similar idea. Be'er Rav Yosef Bar Chama, have a tokif avdi the inchi, the mesik we was uzi. Rav Yosef Bar Chama, he had people that owed him money, and they weren't paying him, but he wanted to get the money out of them, so what he did was he grabbed their Eved, and he worked with those Eved, and said, you know, when you pay me, I'm going to give you back your Eved. And he used them for jobs, our jobs. The avdi mulacha, omale rabba berei, so rabba, the son of Yosef, asked him, my time over the mahachi, why are you doing this? How are you allowed to do this? You're not paying rent for it. You know, you're not allowed to just take extra stuff. Omalei, Om Rav Nachman, and some learned the problem is like a ribbis. You're collecting the full chayv, and now you're collecting, getting something extra, getting free work. Omaleid, Om Rav Nachman. So Rav Yitzchak said, no, these avodim, they're worthless. Om Rav Nachman, avdon ahoyim kreis loy shavi. That Eved is not even worth the food you give him. Maisa are giving them food and working with them, and Maisa are not gaining anything. They're not even worth the food they eat. Omalei, so the rabbi answered Rav Yosef, Eimadom Rav Nachman, what is Rav Nachman talking about that they're not worth the food they eat? Gendoru Avdei, the Merakabe Kubi. His Eved, which his talent was, he danced in the bars. He danced in the dance houses. That's where he went. But Kuli Avdi, Mavda Avdi, other Avadim, their work, of course, is worth it. So here, the Maisa, you're getting gain of work, and you're taking it from them, and it's the Shukla Shalal Rivers. Omalei, Anokar Avda Neil Spirli. That if you grab the eved of your friend and you do malacha, you're potter. And here we're talking about also a case where the avad weren't oimid for malacha right now. You see that it's nicha for the owner that the eved should not get lazy, and therefore it's good that I'm working with them. I'm getting something, but they're not losing anything. Amalei. Very good. That's true. When I grab Eved, I don't have to pay anything. Because then Nana, Vezelei Chosh, doesn't have to pay. But when it comes to a Chayiv, if someone owes you money and then you move into his house or use his Eved, that's a different story. Amalei, Hani Mili Hechad Loi Masik Buhuzuzi. Mar, you, keeping the Masik Buhuzuzi, since you, they owe you money, they're Chayiv to you money, Mechzik Ribbis. Looks like Ribbis. Amar Avyei Sibar Miyem, Amar Av Nachman, even though we said even though someone who lives in his friend's house, where does that? You don't have to pay for it because still if you lent the guy money then you move into his house, you have to pay. That's the halacha. For example, give you an example, a Heintiger example. Let's say you have a guy. Yeah. Reuven took a $1 million loan from you to one of his projects, and Reuven punked out a house in Florida. So he says, "You know what? Next time you're in Florida, stay. You can stay in my house. I'm not using it anyway. Stay in my house. I give it all the time. I give it to a lot of people. I give it to anyone who asks. I give it to. I'll give it to you. Why not?" So he comes down to Florida. He moves to Reuven's house. You know, why not? He does it to everyone. He gives everyone the favor. Is that mutter or not? Reuven owes you $1 million. We're saying over here, it's usher. Even if he does it to everyone else, it's still usher. Why? Because it looks like ribbis. Amalei, so Rav Yosef Hadibah, he was chayzer. Tais even speaks out. The Tais asks, "What are you telling me? Tell me now that any guy who you know he borrowed money from you, let's say his case is Reuven owes you money, so you can't bring Reuven a drink. He says, pass me a drink. Can't pass him a drink. Like what's going on here?" Tais says the gather is if you look at Tais's Helveyu 10 lines in beginning of the line, Yesh Loimar. The dafka mili de fahesya va ashva tuva going lodo bechatzeroy. Dafka is something that's out there in the open and he, like living in his house. So look, I have to take his eved. Avala hashloi kalev to lend him a kalim. I feel a susoy kim lav halchem ashile mutter. So this whole thing that was saying they would do it anyway, it's still usher. It's only if something's fahesya. But something's not fahesya, then it's mutter. One example is given in halacha is buying him aliyah. You can't buy him aliyah. When he's Reuven can't buy the malva aliyah, even though he always buys the mal this guy aliyah, still he can't buy something for hesia. Looks like ribbis. That's the bottom line. Yeah.
Once
he borrows
money from the guy, it's
not after he paid off the loan. No, but it's not really ribbis. The ribbis mucheres only also if you do it with shame ribbis. That's the halacha. Ribbis mucheres is only also if you do it with shame ribbis. Here you're not doing everything with everyone. So that's not a problem at all. No. After only b'shas, when he has the avah, it looks like ribbons. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Itma. Hatoikev svinosoy shel chaveiroy va'osa bay malacha. A new halacha here. Someone grabs the boat of his friend and he does malacha with it. He uses it to go out to fish. Omarav, rotsa scharanoytel, rotsa pichsanoytel. So the owner could take whatever's more. If rent is more, he takes rent. If it went down in value more than the rent, he can take them when it went down in value. That's what Rav says. But Shmuel Amar ain't a noite al pichsa. No, he can't collect rent. No matter what, he only takes the pchas. It's like a mazik, like a gazlin. He only takes the pchas that went down. So chalikus Rav and Shmuel. Amar apapa loy plig. It's not a machalikus. Hod David la'agro, hod loy David la'agro. The pshat is like this. If the boat is something that he usually rents out, so therefore, the guy who took it, Mistama went into it, al das, to pay rent. Therefore, he's not a gazlin, and therefore, he pays the schar if it's more than the pchas, because like I said, I charge you rent, you knew it was oimer to rent, you jumped into it, you didn't try to steal it, you were trying to take the rent. Okay, you didn't ask me, but lemaisa, you rented it, you're paying the rent. But according to Shmuel, the case was that it was not avid lager, it wasn't oimer to rent. And therefore, you only pay him what it went down in value. So that's the one pshat in what's the machlekes, or the, it's not a machlekes, the Rav and Shmuel. You can't pay pichsim. It means the owner could collect whatever's more. That's the point. Yeah, the owner collects whatever's more. Right, the Teretz is because he did it illegally, like Rashi speaks out. It's still a gazlin because he did it illegally. So it's my choice to decide if you're a gazlin or you're a renter. Because the ma'aseh, you took the it's shel shleim das. You rented it without das, so I can make you into a ganev if it's better for me, or make you into a renter. Both cases were vilagra, both Rav and Shmuel. It says that it depends what the guy went down for. If the guy went down to steal it, he had das to steal it, so then he only pays pchas. He says, what do you mean? I knew that it was a vilagra, but still, I went down to steal it. That's what I was planning on stealing it. So if he's planning on stealing it, so then he only pays the pchas. The Rav's case was that he went down to rent it. And therefore, it's the owner's choice to pick out, and Rashi picks out this varta because it's a gazlan. Rashi says, Nachle daita agro. Rotsu schara noitel, Rashi says, either takes a schar. In pichsa, yes, al schara noitel dmei pichsa. Why? Da karkach shaklo, because the guy took it by karkach, he stole it. The gazlanu. And therefore, he can pay the pchas. But if the schar is more, so then the owner can say, you know what, Milafreya, I'm letting you rent it, and therefore you pay the rent. And that's the chilek over here. If you went down a day to the agra or a day to the gazanusa, zok to gemara vayter. It says in the Mishnah that gozol matbeyav and nistak. If someone stole a coin and it got cracked and therefore it went out of circulation, the halacha is that you're chayiv. You have to pay kashas akzela. It's called, you can't just give it back because you ruined it. But if you stole a matbeya and in between you stole it, it went out of circulation because they got a new king and they had new currency, there I just give the matbeya back. Because that's, I wasn't mazik, it was hezek shei nika, I didn't do anything to it. So therefore I give it back, I hand it back. That's the halacha. So matbeya v'nistak, I can't give it back. Matbeya v'nifsal, I could give it back. Omer Rav Huna, nistak is nistak mamish, means you actually got a crack in it. And since it got a crack, it's a hezek gomor and you pay kashas hakzela. Nifsal means paslosei malchus. It means that the malchus passed it and now put it out of circulation. And he said you can't use this anywhere. In that case, I give it back. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, paslosei malchus nami hanistak. If the malchus says this thing is out of circulation, it's not usable anywhere, so then it's like nistak. And you're a chaya for that. We'll just have to see why, because where's the hezek nicker? But you can't give it back. It didn't become possible gambri. Just in this county, they don't accept this money anymore. You have to go to a different county. But in a different county, it is. Different Medina, it is used. In a different country, it is used. Different country, it is used. So you could use it somewhere else. You can't use it here anymore. That's the case of Nifsal, and there I can hand it back. That's what Rav Yehuda says. So now we have Rav Huna, who holds, who's more makel, he holds that if it's pesosli malchus, I can give it back. And Rav Yehuda says, pesosli malchus, I can't give it back. Only pesosli medina zu, v'yadir yes, I give it back. So only chesed Rav Huna, who says I give it back. L'yidach ta'amrit, nifsal pesosli malchus, that nifsal means that the malchus passed the gamri, and I still give it back. So why is it different? Tare peiris v'kivoy, yayin v'hichmet, if it had peiris and it got spoiled, or yayin became vinegar, there it says you can't give it back. Why is the pesosim malchus dami? It's like malchus where it's not usable, and there we see you could give it back. And here if it's not usable, you can't give it back. It says by yayin vehichmitz, I have to pay kashas gzeila. I can't just hand it back. On Malay, no dimyan. There was an actual difference in the guf hadavar, and the actual item became different. It changed the taste and the smell. Here nothing changed. Here nothing changed, that's why I can hand it back. I'm going to rub the Rav Yehuda, I'll cash on you. That when the Malchus put it out of circulation, like Gambri, it's like Nistak. Hare truma v'netmas, which is out of circulation lagamri, you cannot use that truma. Became tamei. The chibrasalsi malchus tamei. It's equivalent to brasalsi malchus. V'ktani over the rosh v'necha. It says he let a hand it back. So l'chayr, what's the difference? L'chayr, why here by the coin can I hand it back? It's the exact same coin. Omalei hasamai minker hazeka. By truma, it's not minker at all. Hacha minker hazeka. Here it's nicker. It's recognizable. Why? Like Rashi says, she'ein tzura zu doim l'tzura shakal yoytzim achshav. All the currency in circulation right now have a different tzura. So therefore, it is considered that it's nicker now, that this thing you stole is not the same thing. Because now it's not usable. It's not a coin anymore. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda will hold, that will call hezek nicker, and therefore you cannot say harei shalach lifanecha when the coin goes completely out of service. If it's a little bit out of service and you can use a different country, then avadi, you could hand it back because it still has a din of a coin.